this week's message together. Amen.
Amen. Message 12. Amen. The Divine Trinity.
The Spirit of Jesus.
And the Kingdom of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And this will be the last message for the past semi-annual training. And this week's message actually is the crystals, or the essence from the Book of Acts. And I think these are very crucial for us today to see, receive this burden, to see this essence, and then how we carry out our church life, our Christian life today. To start, I want to read, begin with reading you a verse from the last verse of the Acts. It's chapter 28, verse 31. There it says, Paul is proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness, unhindered. Amen.
Amen.
Proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness unhindered.
Amen.
Actually, there's a special footnote in this verse. I think the minister says, yes, this is the last verse of the Acts, but it says this book was not actually ended.
Right.
Rather, it was left open that more may be added. And even go further to say, today, nowadays, some things continue. What has been carried out in Acts should be carried out today. I think we often see the book of Acts didn't end. Maybe today we don't know where we in which chapter of the book of Acts, but we do have the feeling we are continue what the apostles, they have been carried out, the ministry, the work, what they have been doing for the God purpose. But I think when we're entering into this week's message, we should see, yes, we know this knowledge, but today, do we continue actually what God's, the way God wants us to do? Do we continue for the goal, for the heart desire God is asking for? We may continue a church life, a Christian life, but are we continue the exact what is being carried out by the apostles. I think I want to read to you the subject of the book of Acts actually is the propagation of the resurrected Christ in his ascension by the Spirit through the disciples for the producing of the churches, the kingdom of God.
Amen.
So that was being carried out by the apostles at that time. That should be what being carried out by us. The propagation of the resurrected Christ in his ascension by the Spirit through the disciples for the producing of the churches, the kingdom of God.
Amen.
I think for this, we really need to come back to the essence from this week, the divine Trinity, the Spirit of Jesus, the kingdom of God.
Amen.
First of all, the divine Trinity, that's the framework. That the operation of the divine Trinity is for carrying out God's economy.
Amen.
And the message mentioned actually, the divine Trinity, the triune God, the Father, the Son, the Spirit, is already wrapped up by the pouring out of the Spirit. Yeah,
Amen.
The consummation of the triune God. And that Spirit has been poured out, as
Amen.
We see that in the Acts. That's
Amen.
Important.
Amen.
And the second, there is a very particular burden in this message about how we can experience the Spirit of Jesus.
Mm.
I think there's a question. It's like, what way we are taking, by which way we are taking to carry out, what ministry we are taking. I think the message mentioned that is we need to take the way of the Spirit. We need to take the way of the ministry.
Amen.
And the type of work we are carrying out, the type of church life we are carrying out,
right.
really depends on what kind of Spirit we have.
That's right.
Because everything we need to be guided, instructed, right? We need to be constituted by the Spirit.
Amen.
And this comes to the Spirit of Jesus.
Mm.
This is a very particular expression brought up in the Acts 16:7. There it says, I think Paul and his co-worker, when they have come to Mysia, they try to go into the Bithynia. Yet the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. Yeah, the spirit of Jesus did not allow them. I think the brothers and the sister will share more about this very marvelous point of spirit of Jesus. Amen. But this will really bring us to the experience to see our Jesus, this spirit, is not just a divine element, but there is a involved the human elements of Jesus, right, and the elements of his human living and his suffering. And we do need such a spirit. I think in the footnote of this verse, it says, such an all-inclusive spirit was needed for the apostles' preaching ministry, a ministry of suffering carried out among human beings, for human beings, in human life. I would say such a spirit is really needed today for us to continue that ministry. I think that's why Brother Ron in the beginning mentioned we should choose the ministry. Right. What the apostles they are carrying out is not just the outward work. It's not just by their natural ability, by their gift, but it's a ministry through the enjoying the riches of Christ, amen, maybe in under conditions of suffering, consuming pressure, killing work of the cross. Then they were constituted by the Spirit. That's exactly how Paul, he was fully constituted of the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of Jesus. And today, we need many more to be like apostle, like the many ones before us, be fully constituted by the Spirit, yes, to have this ministry continue.
Amen.
And also, the third is important, is here we need to see the kingdom of God.
Amen.
We are here for spreading, for the propagation of the Christ. The goal is for producing the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And that's really, it's not just a outward, material thing, but it's a, we will see, it's a realm, it's a, the essence is the church. Today, the church produced by the propagation of Christ,
amen,
actually are the kingdom of God,
right,
in today. And that's what our should be our view. When here, we praise the Lord, we have the brother and sister got baptized.
Amen.
We see we are preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
Amen.
And our view is we are here to for the kingdom of God to manifest, to be reality. So I think that's the three points. I think brother will follow up to have more burden.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Yeah, I'll follow brother sharing. In this week's message, really there are two main aspects. One is the brother mentioned the spirit of Jesus, and this is a very special or particular expression only see in the book of Acts, talking about the spirit of Jesus, which is as Jesus in his humanity and passing through a human living, and then he died on the cross. But we all know that this is a fact, but what does that mean to us? So, because Jesus passing through this process, so he has the element in his human living, and his suffering of the death as well. So because of this, in this spirit of Jesus, right, and now this spirit is in us, so he can help us to live a proper human living.
Amen.
And endure all the sufferings.
Amen.
So there are two aspects, right? The one is the living a proper human life. What do you mean by proper human living, human life? It's not merely just that we have a very good behavior outwardly. But actually, in the book of Acts, we see that many times, there are a few times that it says that the Jesus of Spirit not allow apostle to go certain places, or the Jesus, the spirit of Jesus lead the apostle to certain places.
Amen.
So that tells us, or that reveal to us that to live a proper human living is really to follow the leading of the spirit of Jesus.
Amen.
And the other aspect is enduring his sufferings. Well, on one thing we're not here to asking for sufferings, but as a part of human living, sufferings and environments in our life is inevitable. But however, brothers and sisters, in this environment, we have the spirit of Jesus,
amen,
who can help us to, or who enable us actually to endure all these sufferings.
Amen.
So actually, I think this is a really crucial point that many of us can maybe have an experience like, oh, when we're in the environment, we're so desperate. We feel so difficult. But where is the Spirit of Jesus? I don't feel it. I don't feel Him. But from my experience, brothers and sisters, maybe we don't feel it in the process of it, but I think the best testimony is that we are here today.
Amen.
That's the best testimony, that we, the Spirit of Jesus,
Amen,
is enabling us,
Amen,
is helping us to go through all these sufferings. So it's very subtle, brothers and sisters, but we have to pay attention to our spirit.
Amen.
So this Spirit of Jesus is leading us in every step of our life.
Amen.
And then the second burden, or the second point, is the kingdom of God. Actually, we say this is the second burden, but it's, I feel like this is the continuation of the experience of the Jesus, the Spirit of Jesus. Because what is the kingdom of God? Father touched that the kingdom of God is not a, is not a physical, it's not in the physical realm. It's actually rather in the spiritual realm. As the message says that the kingdom of God is a realm in which the God's life is reigning.
Right. So,
meaning that wherever there is a God's life, there is a God's kingdom.
Right.
Today in this world, we have the nations, they have borders, they have territories, but God's territory, God's borderline is what? Is the Spirit.
Amen.
Where there is a Spirit, there is the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
So, in this kingdom of God, actually, when we are living in the Spirit of Jesus, we are in the realm of the kingdom, the God's kingdom.
Amen.
So, actually, brothers and sisters, this is a, I want to call it a win-win situation, right?
Amen.
When we are in the Spirit of Jesus, we're taking care of our personal life.
Amen.
And when this is taken care of, in the same time, we're taking care of God's kingdom.
Amen.
Actually, this is the ultimate goal, brothers and sisters, that God wants to establish a kingdom.
Amen.
This kingdom is not a physical, it's a spiritual.
Amen.
So I think this, I don't know, this is a really encouraging message. It's not just a very high truth.
Right.
Well, the truth is high,
yes,
but really this is, the application is in our daily life.
Amen.
By living in the Spirit of Jesus,
right,
we are living in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, brothers, for the opening. Amen. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord that the brothers actually started out with the subject of the book of Acts, right?
Amen.
The propagation of the resurrected Christ in His ascension by the Spirit through the disciples for the producing of the churches,
Amen,
which is
the kingdom of God.
The kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. So you see, what is the ultimate goal? The goal is the kingdom of God, right? You see the
Amen.
The word here, it's for, right? For the kingdom of God. Amen. So, praise the Lord. This is needs to be our goal of our living,
Amen,
right? Our goal of living, the meaning of our living, right, is not just merely enjoy the Lord. Yes, we need to enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
But eventually, the Lord wants to bring His kingdom.
Amen.
In fact, that was the gospel that the Lord was teaching personally when He was on the earth. Right. If you look at the book of Matthew, right, actually when the Lord was teaching His disciples for prayer, the first thing was for His kingdom, for God's kingdom and His righteousness.
Amen.
This is so much of a burden on the Lord's heart, is to bring His kingdom onto the earth.
Amen.
And actually we're here, as brother mentioned, we're actually the continuation of the book of Acts.
Amen.
Now, this may be easy to say, but are we in the reality of the book of Acts, right? If we're actually continuing as what we just read, right, the subject of the title, if we're, in the Lord's ascension, we're actually in His Spirit, we're actually in His propagation, then we're in the reality of the book of Acts. We're continuing to write the book of Acts. Amen. You know, I think this is really, this is a concluding message of the whole series, but I think it's a good segue into the next series of messages, right? What is the, maybe brothers help me, what is living in the reality of the kingdom?
Amen.
Yes. Amen. I think there's a little bit more. I'm getting old. This is difficult to,
Living in the reality of the kingdom of God.
Living in the reality of the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So don't worry. You know, we still have a few more weeks to go to really understand the true meaning of the living in the reality of a God. But today, we need to be impressed with the goal of our living, right? Is for the kingdom of God. But then through what means? It is by the Spirit. Brothers actually have fellowship a lot, right? On this by the Spirit. And actually, if you read the Bible, right, throughout the whole Bible, you see the Spirit of God was mentioned in, with many different, adjectives, right? Or I'm not good at the grammar. Try to pick the right word. You know, there is a Spirit of God, right? The Holy Spirit, Spirit of Jesus, right, and also the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And every time when you come across these different adjectives or something off, there is a particular meaning. I mean, it's the same Spirit, but there is a specific meaning or specific burden when, you know, the writers of the Bible talks about that. So actually in the book of Acts, brothers actually mentioned, you know, particularly the Spirit of Jesus was mentioned. This was actually in the context of when the Spirit of Jesus, the disciples at that time, they were very burdened for the gospel. So they were like a preaching everywhere, right? But there was a specifically at that time, the Spirit of Jesus came to guide them and direct them, right? We sometimes think, oh, preaching gospel is good, right? We probably don't even need to think or just seek the Lord. But the disciples were seeking the Lord all the time, right? Otherwise, how would they know? Right, because they just take it for granted. Okay, I'll just preach gospel, right? But then the Lord just stopped him. Actually, the Spirit of Jesus stopped him from actually preaching in the Minor Asia, right? Now we see this Bithynia, whatever these names are actually hard to pronounce, right? Actually, they're all like near the Baltic Sea, not the Baltic, the Black Sea, right? Actually, today's Turkey. But the Lord made them a turn 180 degrees. To Greece, to Europe, right? You see, this is not something from a natural man you can even, right, think about. This is the praise the Lord for the Spirit of Jesus. Amen. And praise the Lord for the disciples who were constituted with the Spirit. Amen. Right? They were constantly in fellowship with the Spirit. Right? Right? They were filled with the Spirit.
Yes.
And also when they actually go to Europe, it was not easy, right? They stopped at the Philippi. Oh, great. Very, very, the first gospel meeting, they gained Lydia's whole family, right?
Right.
So glorious, right? But then they quickly got thrown into jail,
right?
And someone would maybe ask, oh, Lord, is this really your, maybe this, I had a wrong vision or something,
right?
But they didn't doubt. They were continually praying and even singing hymns in the jail, right? That actually causes the jailer to believe in the Lord. Of course, we all know the earthquake or, you know, all these stories. This is all God's sovereignty, right? So that actually really opened up a door for the gospel to be preached the way that the Lord, the Spirit of Jesus want them to.
Amen.
And, you know, actually, when we see these stories, we see that this is actually not just the Spirit of Jesus. You know, this is the Spirit of Jesus actually was associated with the afflictions, right? The disciples were actually getting into afflictions. And that was what the Lord Jesus, the Spirit of Jesus, when the Lord was on the earth, he was in all kinds of afflictions.
Right.
He was facing rejections, right? You know, he was basically get rejected physically and spiritually. I mean, sorry, psychologically, right? All kinds of psychological. They would ridicule him and, you know, saying bad things. You know, they even want to kill him, right? And eventually they put him on the cross. To really, you know, these are physical pain. You know, if we think about it, right? You know, these are so much of affliction. But the Lord was there. You know, he was with the Spirit. He was obeying his Father. He was doing his Father's will. You see, the disciples was the same, doing the Father's will, doing the Lord's will. This kind of spirit needs to be in us.
Amen.
As we're continuing writing the book of Acts,
Amen.
This spirit needs to be in us.
Amen.
Right? That we would not be, you know, disheartened or discouraged whenever we come across any kind of affliction. Right? Today, you know, I mean, afflictions, when we look at the Bible, right, it comes from, I mean, there's aspect of, you know, the discipline of the Holy Spirit. But here, we're not talking about that aspect. We're talking about the afflictions when we are actually following the Spirit, doing the will of God. So don't think about doing the will of God as, like, everything is peaceful, everything is, right? You know, it is something that, you know, we would face as the son, as the disciple of Jesus, we would face afflictions,
right?
Amen. You can say small affliction. I mean, yes, when we preach gospel, we may actually face rejections. Even in our daily life, in our family life, we may face afflictions, right?
Amen.
When we speak gospel to our dear family members, we may actually have afflictions. And also, today, the tactics of Satan, we need to know. He's also wanted to wear us down, right? In the Daniel, we see.
Right.
He wants to wear down the saints of the Most High.
Right.
So all kinds of things in our daily life can actually try to actually wear us down. So we need to stand still. We need to actually stand firm with the Lord.
Amen.
Be filled with the Spirit of Jesus,
Amen.
Right? Every morning, you know, when we wake up, when we face challenges, we need to turn to the Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, fill me with your Spirit.
Amen.
Right? You have gone through a human living.
Amen.
You have gone through all kinds of afflictions.
Amen.
But praise the Lord. You actually obey the Lord, right? Even so obedient, you know, going to the cross. And then you have resurrected, right? And then this whole power, right? This compound, you know, all-inclusive spirit now is within me.
Right.
We have to have the spirit of faith,
yeah.
Right? Amen. When we're actually, every time, when we actually have just come to the word, right? When we actually have just the thought about this, our faith. Our, you know, we're actually getting energized, right?
Amen.
So that's why, you know, at the very, you know, beginning of the year, we really, brothers, have this, you know, strong burden for the saints to contact the Lord daily,
Amen.
Right? You know, to really touch the Lord, right? You know, because our daily, you know, all these challenges, our daily living, we have to see that this is actually part of our kingdom life,
Amen.
Right? And for the kingdom life, we cannot do it by ourselves. We need the Spirit of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Oh, praise the Lord. I'm just so burdened for this. But I think I'm limited by time. I'll probably just stop here. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Saints, are we happy we are in the continuation of Acts?
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Actually, the book of Acts, it's not just the acting of the disciple alone.
Right.
Actually, according to this outline message, Roman numeral 1, actually, we can see it is the operation of the triune God
Amen.
To carry out the New Testament economy.
Amen.
And the operation of the triune God needs the cooperation of people.
Amen.
And the operation plus the cooperation is the act.
Amen.
And the triune God can carry out the New Testament in and through God's people.
Amen.
And this is the crucial point we want to stress today.
Amen.
Our burden is that we see the triune God is busy, is acting, is operating. But are we spending the time allowing the triune God to operate in us?
Amen.
Are we spending the time that He will first work out the salvation in us,
Amen.
Work out His will in us, work out His desire in us and through us?
Amen.
Since God needs to move and God needs us to answer His calling,
right.
To spend time with Him. I, in a short amount of time, I really want to just share with you that my personal enjoyment right now, recently, I myself am getting into the book of Revelation. And while I was in the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and 3, in the light of we spending time with the Lord, I got so much light, so much exposed by the Lord's word. I really want to just share what I have been personally enjoy by reading the word and allow the Lord to speak to me. Actually, in the Revelation 7, the seven letters to the seven churches, actually all is related to we spending personal time with the Lord. It's starting with Ephesus, where we left the first love. Actually, left the first love is the starting of degradation. Left that personal relationship with the Lord. We can do a lot of things outside, but we miss his person. So the Lord today, he wants us every day in the morning when we wake up, we say, Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I give you my first love.
Amen.
Can we say that together? Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus, give you my first love. And this actually is the way we can spend time with the Lord, starting with saying, Lord Jesus, we love you. And in the book to Pergamos, actually, there is the Nicolaitan. Nicolaitan is actually a system that caused you to believe that we ourselves are not qualified to develop the personal relationship with the Lord. You need someone else to help you. Someone else who are qualified to do it, and we cannot.
Right.
And actually, it is the strategy of the Satan causes us to see that we don't need to. We are not qualified to spend the personal time to come to know God, know him, and contact him. And we really, really need to be overcomers. How can we be the overcomers from the system of Nicolaitan? In the word, God's word, very, very clear sense. You need to experience the great reward, which is the hidden manna.
Amen.
Do we have the hidden manna?
Right.
The hidden part, the hidden enjoyment, the hidden eating, the hidden daily portion. That is what we need today to overcome the system of the Nicolaitan.
Yeah.
Since Lord is asking us, Lord, every day do we have this precious memory with you, that we have the hidden manna. We enjoy privately and eating, enjoy him privately. And because of time, I just continue to say that in the last book, which is to the Laodicea, there is the lukewarmness.
Right.
Since if we only are full of knowledge, the lack of reality, that's where we will end up.
Amen.
How do we come to have the full reality? It's really by we spending the time with the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord, in this episode, is I'm knocking on the door. Since, brothers and sisters, every morning he is knocking on the door.
Amen.
Whoever answer, whoever open the door, will be the overcomer,
right.
Will be saved from being lukewarm.
Amen.
And dear saints, in this chapter, there are seven episodes, but eight times the Lord says, repent.
Right.
Repent is the way we personally come to the Lord.
Amen.
And allow him to really shine in us,
yes.
Expose us,
right.
That we really, through this relationship, we know God's heart, and we can really cooperate with him. And only by this way, the triune God can move in you,
amen.
Can move in me,
amen.
Can move in us,
amen.
That we become the continuation of Acts. And we really need to pray. Today, we are living in such reality.
Amen.
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 Praise to the Lord.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, after careful, thorough pursuit among the serving brothers, last month at the corporate Lord's Day meeting, brothers call out and deliver the goal and burden of year 2025 to the entire congregation of this church, which is to develop a personal relationship with the Lord. Personal relationship with the Lord. And this relationship should be personal, should be direct, intimate, and affectionate with the Lord. And brothers encouraged us to set up time daily, especially in the morning, to enjoy the Lord. And I'm so glad that in the last month, I have heard, I have seen so many encouraging testimony that brothers and sisters start or resume this practice of having a personal relationship with the Lord. And this, I'm so glad to hear that. However, on the other hand, I also heard from some saints who express their concerns that, Brother Sen, I am exhausted. I am completely dry and completely wear out. I am having a hard time to catch up this burden from the church. I have a hard time to have developed a personal relationship with the Lord. And yes, brothers and sisters, this frustration is well received. Yes, there are turbulence, tribulation, transactions with spouse or kids which yet to be pleasant, concerns of physical body, family situation, financial situation, work situation. Brothers and sisters, each and anyone, when singled out, may ruin, destroy, or prevent us from developing a personal relationship with the Lord. So the question here is, how to have a breakthrough in this situation? How to start? How to recover a sweet relationship, well, which we used to have? Brothers and sisters, I want to share my brief and a personal testimony of how to develop a personal relationship with the Lord. First of all, reach out to the Lord freely without hesitation. Present ourselves to the Lord regardless of situation, regardless of where we are and who we are. Since I was raised up in a northern city in China, where the weather and the situation are always very tough. As such, people over there are tough too. It becomes their culture. It becomes their attribute and personality. And in many cases, they would always brag or boast of how tough they are in face of this challenging situation. No wonder when a kid like me who cried, you always receive two sentences. The first one is, shut up and suck up. The second sentence, oh, you know what, brothers and sisters, this could be different, but this was what happened when I was a kid. Okay? The second sentence I receive is, it's so shameful. Don't cry in front of the public. Brothers and sisters, doesn't sound familiar to us? Does it sound familiar to us? When we have any situation, when we meet a case, and then somehow deep in our self, there could be a voice, something similar to this. Hey, Brother Sen, better be quiet. Better to keep yourself. Don't express it. Don't let sins know your shameful situation. Gradually and gradually, this would build up a habit by assuming that the Lord won't listen to me. It is cheating me. It is a cheating scenario that I was becoming silent. I was becoming inactive. And I was becoming withdrawing to my comfortable nutshell. Brothers and sisters, in Exodus, Israelite just passed the chase of horses and men from Pharaoh and just walked through the Red Sea. They were just still in the fears of the aftermath of all of this. But in chapter 15, they passed a city called Marah. Brothers and sisters, the water there was bitter. But listen to this. They proactively cast a tree into this bitter water. And guess what happened? And the water became sweeter.
Amen.
And this is a lesson. Those Israelites learned that they, regardless of the situation, they need to be proactive. Regardless where they were, they need to be proactively reaching out to God. And therefore, in the second city that they went through a city called Elim, where there was 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees. And in the camp there by the water. So brothers and sisters, spring signifies life flowing through God in resurrection. And palm tree signifies prosperity of life, pleasure from satisfaction, and overcoming the tribulation. Since, look at this great picture. We shall just act like those Israelites to reach out to God proactively without fear from the condemnation of flesh, naysayer, and even Satan.
Amen.
The second testimony, in addition to reaching out to the Lord proactively, we need to pay attention and be careful to what we can receive from the Lord. You know, brothers and sisters, you know I work in Vermont. The transportation from here to Vermont is roughly 6 to 6.5 hours. You understand that during these trips, I experience Lord a lot.
Amen.
But guess what? This experience is not my enjoyment. This was my experience. But this, during the roller coaster, yet I enjoyment. Until, brothers and sisters, I reached out and was touched by the two verses. The first one is the 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 12, where it said, "And after the earthquake, a fire, Jehovah was not there in the fire, and after the fire, a gentle and quiet voice." Listen, brothers and sisters, a gentle and quiet voice.
Amen.
And also in the 1 Samuel chapter 3, Jehovah called upon, and actually he whispered to Samuel 3 times. So brothers and sisters, you got to exercise your spirit and listen to the whisper, the mild, soft voice coming from him. And guess what? Hallelujah. Once I received these two verses, my experience of the Lord become an enjoyment of the Lord during my drive.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, this is not one direction. Oh, yes. Oh, Lord, this is so terrifying. The traffic is so bad. This is not one direction. This is mutual. This is mutual. This is two directions. You should reach out to the Lord without hesitation, but on the same time, pay attention and receive the what the Lord offer you.
Amen.
And me. So, brothers and sisters, these are my two enjoyments. Reach out to the Lord. receive the speaking from the Lord.
Amen.
Once you have the chance to exercise this, I guarantee you that you will be following the leading of the church with assistance and guidance in the Spirit to develop, to start, to recover and resume this wonderful, direct, intimate relationship with the Lord.
Amen, brother. I experienced a lot of traveling too, like you, brother. So I want to share about this message. This week's message really was very, very mysterious, right? We're talking about the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jehovah, and then the Spirit of Jesus, right? And I was sharing with one of my students about that, and also my companion, that, see, in Genesis 1, the Spirit of God was breathing up on the surface of the earth, right? And then in the Old Testament, many parts in the Old Testament, God was upon many men. Abraham, even Bezalel in Exodus 31:1, you know, Uri, from the tribe of Uri, Bezalel was from the tribe of Uri, and that spirit was in Uri, in Bezalel, right? But what is this? In the Old Testament, so most of you probably know, but some of you that don't know, is in the Old Testament, God's spirit, the spirit of Jehovah, was up on many men, right? But in the New Testament, now we have the Spirit of Jesus. Now, there are many people in the world that believe in God. Muslims, Hindus, all kind of people believe in God. They believe in the God that created the universe, like the Israelites, the Hebrews believe, right? But we have the privilege not only to have the Lord, God, as our creator, as our Father, also as our life. I see, remember, one is into. The last time, I think my brother was sharing about it, right? The difference of believing Christ and be into Christ. So we have the Spirit of Christ, the privilege that we can call His name. You see, while many people in the world have God as the creator of the universe, and they believe in God. But in the last days, He says in Jonah, right? In the book of Jonah. And then Acts says, 2:15-16, he says, this was spoken through the prophet Joel, that it shall be in the last days, in the last days. He's talking about the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream things and dreams, and indeed upon my flesh, both men and women. There are many people, I was sharing with my companion, that many, many, many people in the world believe in God, right? And I know many, for example, Muslims, that the Lord appeared to them in visions, because this Muslim priest, this Muslim wasn't happy. So he was seeking the Lord, but nobody told him about Jesus. Until one day he received a vision, because he wanted to follow the Lord, serve the Lord. And the Lord appeared to him in a vision. And he received the Lord. His family rejected him, beat him up, all of that. You see? So a lot of people who believe in God are going to see this. I'm going to come to the Lord. So what we had to do? We had to pray for them. With all these people, actually, the Lord wants everybody to be saved, right? We come to the full knowledge of the truth. So we need to pray for all these people who believe in God.
Amen.
They believe, many good people believe in God, but they don't know the Spirit of Jesus. So we need to pray for them. You know, we need to pray for them, because they need us. They need the church to pray for all this. We need to share the gospel, like the brother said. We need to, you know, express Christ in our living, in our life. You know, we need to talk to everybody. So, saints, we have the Spirit of Jesus in us. It's a big privilege we have, you know. But the Spirit of God is upon all flesh.
the Spirit of God is touches whoever sees his heart is a good heart.
Amen.
You know, so we need brothers and sisters not to judge or criticize anybody. Don't believe that we are the only one. We are not the only ones. There are many good people in the world who believe in God, but they need this subjective God, the Spirit of Jesus in them. So we need just to pray, share to them, explain to them the difference between the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Jehovah in the Old Testament and the Spirit of Jesus now in the New Testament, that they need to repent and believe in the Lord.
Amen.
So that's why give them the Bible and share with them.
Amen.
Give them the track and they will come to know the Lord Jesus,
Amen.
The one who lives inside of us.
I'd just like to continue in this matter of developing our personal relationship with the Lord. Of course, I think, you know, the brothers, we share a lot of on the vision, but I'm actually just quite burdened just to focus on our practice. So that's what I'll focus on this morning. You know, brothers and sisters, if you caught in the announcement, the brothers encourage the saints to get into this publication on top of the life studies. And this is because this really helps us in our development and our personal relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
You know, I'll use this illustration. As human beings, we all have the capacity to play the piano, right? But if you don't practice, if you don't go under training, you will not get good at playing the piano. Right. So you asked me to play the piano. The best I could do is play you Mary Had a Little Lamb. I cannot play like the music service saints. Right. So in the same way, actually, Brother Lee, in chapter 5, calls reading the Bible and praying, he referred these two things as a science. It's interesting. It's a science. That means there's a lot to consider. Right. I don't know about you, but growing up, when people say, oh, spend time with the Lord. Yes, I agree. But how? How do we spend time with the Lord? Mm-hmm. Actually, if we had time, it would be very good if we all can share our personal testimony. Like, brothers, what do you do when you spend time with the Lord personally? Right? Maybe some of us would say, oh, I start calling.
Yeah.
Maybe I start with a hymn. And then maybe some of us will share, actually, you know, after a minute or so, my mind starts to wander.
Mm-hmm.
Have any of you faced difficulties? I think we would all raise our hand. And you know what, brothers and sisters? The mind, the wandering mind is a big frustration to our spending time with the Lord. So my point is, actually, we all need to receive help.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, we need to help one another.
Yes.
We need to be like little children. I am not an expert on spending time with the Lord.
Right?
I need the help. So we encourage all of us. Actually, I don't know how many times I have read this, but every time I read this, I get the help.
Amen.
Because we want to get good at playing the piano,
yeah.
Right? We want to be trained. We want to be adjusted, right? And so, brothers and sisters, let's start anew in this matter of spending time with the Lord. Okay, I'll just share one simple thing. Chapter 5, it starts with this matter. Prayer being to breathe in God.
Amen.
Oh,
Amen.
When I saw this the first time, my times with the Lord has been uplifted.
Amen.
You know, Brother Lee actually talks about prayer. Listen to this. Maybe some of you, this will be the first time you hear this. Prayer is not mainly a matter of coming to God and ask for something. Brothers and sisters, I have to admit, when I grew up listening to, oh, you need to pray, my thought of prayer is that I will present myself to God and I will ask God, God, help me. God, give me an A on my next exam. God, help me to be nicer to my parents and brother. No, prayer is to breathe in God.
Amen.
Oh, when you see this, this will revolutionize your personal time with the Lord.
Amen.
And I'll tell you another secret. This I saw like only maybe a few years ago, really saw, you know, to breathe in God. You know what's the first step? You know what is the first step? I'm really excited about this. Actually, to breathe in God, and this hymn is referred to chapter 5. Again, I encourage you. This is A.B. Simpson's classic hymn 255. It's all about breathing.
Yes.
But you know what the first step is? It's actually not to breathe in. It's to breathe out. So I'll just read the chorus. I am breathing out my sorrow. Listen, breathing out my sin. And then I am breathing all thy fullness in. And saints, I have to admit, I only appreciated this maybe around 5 years ago. It really dawned on me. You know, when we try to spend time with the Lord, maybe sometimes you have this experience, it's not getting through. Like, you know, our brother mentioned, some of us, we just feel stuck, right? There's a frustration. And then I was under some speaking, some help, and then I realized, actually, what I first should practice is to breathe out. And so I took that, applied that in my practice. I just present myself. Lord, I just breathe out my sin. Lord, wash me. Actually, our brother was mentioning, right? Revelation 2 and 3. Repenting, that's a type of breathing out. Lord, I repent. I turn my heart. I unload. You know, I failed yesterday. I said something I shouldn't have said. I looked at my wife. You know, I shouldn't have done that. Lord, you unload. You know, when we do this, actually, our inner being becomes open, right? We can now then breathe in the Lord.
Amen.
Through singing, through the word, through calling. And so, brothers and sisters, I hope we would come to this in a, I know some of us, we read this again, read this before, but let's endeavor, let's learn, let's practice how to enjoy God in our prayer and in our reading of the word.
Can we have a few sisters to give us some, you know, testimony if you have. So before, I think brother can give some conclusion.
Amen. Thank you, too. Thank you, too. 那个刚才David弟兄 特别交通启示录二章三章 但是启示录二章三章有一句话说了七遍，那您对众召会所说的话，凡有耳的都应当听。问题是听到了没有？如果说我们听到了那您向众召会所说的话，我们其实就在经历圣灵。圣灵，就是圣灵成运，就是化成肉体。 基督他是化成肉体，同样的，今天话，基督的话也要在我们身上成为我们的肉体，那么我们经历上是什么呢？就是刚才弟兄们一直在说的，要主面前花时间。 不仅仅是读白纸黑字的话，而是把白纸黑字的话，这个 logos 的话，成为 rhema 的生命的活化。当你把它成为 rhema 生命的活化的时候，你每天都是在经历圣灵。当你有了圣灵以后，等一下哈，请稍等一下，Amen。我们让弟兄姊妹也享受你英语的弟兄姊妹，Amen。
Brother just shared about briefly about the burden from reading the books, the book of Revelation,
right.
And chapter 2 and 3, and repeatedly 7 times that he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
Amen.
Amen. And brother shared that that we have heard are the speaking from the Spirit to us, and we are blessed. Our ears are blessed that we can hear this. But the speaking are not black and white. We need to have the readings mingled with our spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
The Spirit of Jesus described everything that what the Jesus had gone through since his birth, incarnation, his human living, and his crucifixion.
Amen.
When he was 12 years old, he told his parents that he should remember the Father's things in his mind. Amen.
这个父不是他肉身的父亲, 乃是他天上的父。
The Father, meaning the Father in heaven.
Amen.
that he should mind his father's business. Amen.
到了三十岁出来禁止的时候，他能说：“你们看见我，就是看见父，因为父在我的里面，我在父的里面。”So
he can tell Philip when he was 30 years old that when you see me, you see the Father, because the Father is in me. So when you see me, you see the Father.
Amen.
这也就是说，他的为人生活，不管还是在孩子的时候，还是出来禁止的时候。
Amen. So therefore, whatever he had lived through, his human living, whether when he was young, even when he was young, and when he was after he was 30 years old, he started his ministry, everything he did was in the Father. He was one with the Father. This is his human living.
也该是我们的为人生活.
This should be our human living too.
但是这样的为人生活不是天然的生活,
this is not a living of our natural life,
而是神人生活,
but a human, the life of a God-man living.
Amen.
我们就是一直活在主的同在里, 然后,
being constantly in his presence,
经常经历享受在我们里面的活水的涌流,
experiencing and enjoying the living, the flowing of the living water.
以至于能够从我们的腹中流出活水的江河。
Until the living water can flow out of our inner being.
Amen. 我们也可以在膏油的涂抹里住在主里面。
We can also live in the Lord by under the anointment of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. 这样，不管我们向外邦人传福音的时候。
So when we preach gospel to the unbelievers, we can preach this Christ spontaneously.
在弟兄姊妹中间伸言的时候，我们也是自然的讲说基督。
We're also speaking about Christ spontaneously.
试问弟兄姊妹，这个光景不就是在神的国里吗？
Isn't this the expression of living in the reality of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
对，赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
我们的为人生活，
our human living
就该是使徒行传的继续，
should be the continuation of the Acts.
到处传扬基督的话，
preaching the word of Christ everywhere.
Amen.
宣扬国度，
preaching the kingdom of God.
宣扬禧年，
preaching the jubilee,
像保罗那样，
just like the Apostle Paul.
到最后能说，
in the end,
当跑了路我跑尽了， 当打了仗我打完了， 当守的道我守住了，
I have a good fight and I have finished my race. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
愿我们都能够这样的 活在主的面前， 活在教会中， 活在神的国里。
Amen. May we all can live before the Lord like this, living in the church life and living in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I think we all heard, you know, from the beginning of this year, we do have a burden church-wide. We hope all the saints, we can build up such an intimate, personal, direct relationships with the Lord.
Amen.
Our brother give us a very practical way. We, on one hand, we'll enter into this book, how to enjoy God and how to practice the enjoyment of God.
Amen.
And we have this secret. Before we breathe in the Lord in, we need to breathe ourselves out.
Amen.
And I believe we have already shared this burden last months.
Amen.
So there might be some sense you already have some kind of practice. We really want to, especially, we want to ask if any sisters, you have any testimony you want to share with us, we can open up for one or two sisters. Just two minutes each, okay, before we have a conclusion.
Amen.
the verse that was shared during the last meeting, I put it on my phone, on my screen, so that whenever I pick up my phone, this verse is there to remind me. In Psalm 27:8, it says, "When you say, 'Seek my face,' to you my heart says, 'Your face, O Jehovah, will I seek.'"
Amen.
And I just appreciate that the Lord is constantly seeking our face. And so I appreciate what our brother said. You know, sometimes it's that still, quiet voice in the middle of the day.
Amen.
The Lord says, "Call on my name."
Amen.
Okay, amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You know, in the middle of our situation, our busy, all of the things we need to take care of, we can still exercise to turn our heart to the Lord. But I also wanted to just share a very small experience, is that sometimes we have the willingness, but we're still very weak. We have the aspiration, but we still cannot carry it out. So that's why we are in the body as members one of another.
Amen.
And so I just appreciated these past few weeks. I was talking with a sister, and she was like, "Do you want me to call you in the morning on my way to work?" And I said, "Yes, please call me." So she calls me every morning on her way to work, and we just spend 5 or 6 minutes calling on the Lord and pray reading a verse.
Amen.
And I, you know, that is just so sublime and sustaining to me, because sometimes we want to and we can't wake up early enough. But if we find one other who's able to be the one to help, you know, encourage us, I just appreciate it. You know, on one hand, we need to have this intimate, direct, personal touch with the Lord. But we can pray for one another and encourage one another to have this kind of contact and relationship.
Amen.
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 Amen. Next, some changes in my family are shared with my brother and sisters.
Amen.
I have been saved for more than 1 year. I read the word of Jesus nourishment morning and pray with my sister every day.
Wow.
Our family has been changed by light of the Lord.
Amen.
One change during the Christmas when we were at Bidmore East, there was an emergency at home. We had to return. My daughter kept calling, Oh Lord Jesus, give me the strength to keep them going safely and quickly.
Uh-huh.
Then she drove him safely for 9 hours. Thank God for grace.
Amen.
Two change. My grandson, he is 10 years old. He is different from other children. Because he was bound by Satan. Satan did not allow him to come to here for Sunday. When I was reading the Bible every day, I asked him, "Please help Grandma read English." He said, "Okay." And day by day, he has changed.
Uh-huh.
Now he is willing to come to here for Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to have an English Bible.
Uh-huh.
Now he has to read the Bible every day when he comes home from school.
Mm-hmm.
To change. My granddaughter, she is 7 years old. She is 7 years old. When my granddaughter was sick, she would tell me, "Grandma, I called the Lord Jesus. I want to get better quickly and go to school."
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I'm so happy about the changes in our family.
Amen.
With man, it's impossible
but with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
And praise God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Cooperate with our spirit. This one, my son David told us, you must pray for Brother Zhuohuan, their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then the spirit anointed me. And I told him, they are old men, older people. So they live near us, so we can invite them to our house to eat dinner. Tuesday they come. Amen. They came.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I think David, we cooperate with our sons David, and they came our home. They feel God's love.
Amen.
So they went into God's kingdom.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Amen.
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 We all the men share dream things
Amen.
In
Amen.
Dreams.
Amen.
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 Our goal is to become overcoming.
Amen.
Amen.
Although we are
Amen.
Older men, older people.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Rob says, it's not too late,
yes.
right?
Amen.
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 Young people must see the vision.
Amen.
Amen. Older men must dream in the dream. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, be with us.
Amen.
Bless us.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
I need to settle down a little bit. The subject of this week actually is very heavy. Divine Trinity, Spirit of Jesus, and the Kingdom of God. This is a very high topic. But yet was very practical.
Amen.
God has a plan. God has an economy.
Amen.
Amen.
Therefore, He created men with such a goal
Amen.
That His kingdom can be brought in.
Amen.
God's kingdom is against the Satan's kingdom.
Amen.
You have to realize that. Today on the earth, basically is the kingdom of Satan.
Right.
If we are going to bring in God's kingdom, there will be a fight.
Right.
Okay, without fighting, Satan's kingdom cannot be overthrown.
Right.
And this fighting is by the Spirit.
Amen.
Especially it's by the Spirit of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
The brother mentioned about the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus. Okay. This is used in the Act interchangeably. That means Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Used to refer to the Spirit of Jesus. And Spirit of Jesus mainly on his humanity. Mainly on his suffering. Today, if we are going to bring in God's kingdom, if we are going to live in this reality of kingdom, without the Spirit of Jesus, there's no possible.
Amen.
Today, this Spirit is in us. And particularly for us to experience the Spirit of Jesus, is for us to experience suffering.
Amen.
And no one likes to go through suffering. Right? But do you know the last verse of the Acts?
Yes.
The brother just read, right?
Mm-hmm.
Through the suffering, we must enter into the kingdom of God.
Right.
This suffering, personally, family, or even the church life, apply every aspect. When you are living in this reality of spirit, mainly you will experience restriction and limitation. Because we saw the verse on chapter 16. They are not allowed to enter to the left. They are also not allowed to enter into the right. They were only allowed to enter straight. Do you know what is left? What is right? You look at today's the world situation. Left or right bringing chaos. God's word is always straightforward.
Amen.
God's word never compromise.
Mm-hmm.
And spirit in us is very real. We have to trust the Spirit's leading.
Amen.
And also,
amen,
all the parents, we have to learn to trust even our children. They have the Spirit of this Jesus.
Amen.
And you have to honor them so they will learn how to follow the leading of the Spirit. Because we are not the Lord. Never, ever tell anybody to do anything according to your concept, even according to your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Allow the Spirit to have the preeminent position.
Amen.
Honor the Spirit. And when you and I learn to honor the Spirit, you'll be less opinionated. And you'll be not so strong. Whether the meaning change or not, it's okay. Whether he wants to go to here to have this type of food, whether he want to choose to have this type of dress, let the Spirit lead them.
Amen.
If we are exercising this way, then the reality of kingdom become real to us.
Amen.
We have to realize the kingdom of God is a realm for God to exercise his authority and sovereignty.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I don't think we have that kind of deep realization. Because our manifestation and expression tells us we have the knowledge about the kingdom of God.
That's right.
We do not have that kind of expression.
Amen.
So in a sense, the kingdom of Satan still laughs at us. LOL. You know what is LOL, right? He laughs at us because we are not in the reality of kingdom of God. But that's not to lose our heart. Because if we lose our heart, then the Lord has no way. When the Lord talked to the church in Philadelphia, you know what they have? They only have little strength, little power. And they did not deny the word of God.
Amen.
That's all we have. A little power means we still have little power to turn into our spirit.
Amen.
Yeah, we maybe got defeated. Yeah, we maybe got worn out. Yeah, Satan's tactics really to warn us out. Physically to warn us out. Mentally to warn us out. Mm-hmm. Thank God he cannot touch our spirit.
Amen. Amen.
And you and I have little power. Yes. Just a little enough power for us to turn to the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And when we enter into our spirit,
Amen.
We are in that realm.
Amen.
Satan cannot touch us.
Amen.
And then you start proclaiming the word.
Right. Amen. Amen.
To have the personal, private, intimate, affectionate time with the Lord.
Amen.
It's do these two things.
Amen.
Turn to our spirit.
Amen. Amen.
In whatever situation. Then proclaim the word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If you don't have the word, you will not be able to sustain in that realm.
That's right.
So this year, you have to pick up one book in the Bible. Memorize it. Memorize the word. And in your daily life, while you exercise your spirit, contact the Lord.
Amen.
Use your spirit, proclaim to the world. Let me tell you. Let me tell you, I want to impress you. This air, you cannot see it, but they are so evil in the air.
Right. Amen.
Why? Because the Satan, along with his evil spirit, tried to destroy God created man. Sadly, not too many people, even the Christian today, sadly to see this reality. I hope, at least in the church life, while we exercise our spirit, we also will learn to proclaim the word to the air.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Mm. You know, often I tell Judy, turn on your 救命机, you know, that radio full of messages. Play.
Amen.
Play in the air. Let the message play in the air.
Amen.
To do what?
Yeah.
To help you. At least you have opportunity to grab something. At that juncture, exercise your spirit. Proclaim to the earth,
Amen.
To the air.
Amen.
Well, I hope we can do that. Would you like to do that this year?
Yeah.
Amen.
Create a establish a time with the Lord, and then memorize the word of God, and to proclaim to the air. Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank Lord you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We all have a little power.
Amen.
Oh, we can exercise this little power.
Yes.
To turn to our spirit.
Amen.
To proclaim the word.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
In this year.
Amen.
You will exercise such.
Amen.
You will even memorize your word.
Amen.
Give you this new year.
Amen.
Oh, to turn to our spirit.
Amen.
Proclaim the word of God.
Amen.
Get the word into us.
Amen.
Memorize the word.
Amen.
Through the day, proclaim the word.
Amen.
To all the evil powers in the air.
Amen.
Hold the word of God in the air.
Amen.
Out of our mouth.
Amen.
Our spirit.
Amen.
Follow the direction of the spirit of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, the Lord, we also use all wisdom to let your word abide in us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, in our daily living.
Amen.
Yes, in our daily living, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we can use all the wisdom to let the word of God dwell in us richly.
Amen.
Lord, we give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Each and every one of us to you.
Amen.
Oh, continue leading us.
Amen.
Oh, continue leading us, enter into your word.
Amen.
Continue leading us, developing the personal relationship with you.
Amen.
Oh, continue leading us so that we can enjoy you.
Amen.
We can practice the enjoyment of God.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, be with us, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we want our life being counted in your eyes.
Amen.
Valuable in your eyes.
Amen.
Because today's days are evil.
Amen.
So Lord, we want to proclaim the word.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You are not only the Spirit of God.
Amen.
You become the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Dwell in us.
Amen.
Make us a new species.
Amen.
A godly species.
Amen.
Become the God, the kingdom of God's people.
Amen.
To carry out your economy.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.